Hi, this is Donna with the Waldorf Connection, and welcome to the kickoff call for our course, Waldorf Homeschool U. So this is a call where I'm just going to go over a little bit of how the course works, and really so that you can get the most out of the course, you know, how to bring this information so that you will use it, because there's a lot of information out there. There may be a lot of books you read or courses that you take, and I don't want this to be just another one of those courses that you take, or you do kind of the first module and then you get so busy and tied up that you're not getting out of it what you've invested. So I'm going to kind of go over that, a little bit of housekeeping and how you can access all of the classes and the modules for this course. And then I'll talk a little bit about the content, and then we'll just have an open Q&A if there's anyone on the line who wants to ask any questions. Of course, you will be able to ask questions throughout the upcoming course through the Facebook group and right there on the page and on the website, the private website. But I just wanted to, you know, say hello if anybody wants to do any of that, so, and answer any general questions that you might have. So, all right, let me kind of get started with our just how it all works. You should have received an email, or you will be receiving an email weekly that has the link that tells you, you know, lesson one is ready or module one is ready, and here's the link and the website password. So it is a separate website than the main Waldorf Connection website. This is called WaldorfHomeschoolU.com. WaldorfHomeschoolU, like the letter U, .com. And if you go there, you'll see a welcome video. You can watch that. That just is going to say some of the stuff I'm saying here, just kind of welcoming you to the course and kind of going a little bit over some of the highlights of the course. Just as a welcome. And then you should see Module 1 already up there. Just about everything is up on there, and there will be a few other things that we'll be posting up later on today. But by the time you get this recording, you should have everything there except the transcript, and those will be coming very shortly. So everything's ready to go. So basically, this is the hub. This is the place that you will go each week or whenever you have time. You can log in to work on your lesson, to listen to the content, read through the PDFs, the summaries, the handouts, and everything. This is the place you'll go. You can feel free to ask questions and leave comments right here, as this is set up as like a blog. And so every week there's like another blog post that you will see the content come through, and you can post on that. I'll be notified and can leave, answer your questions or whatever. If you want to leave comments here, that's great. You can also leave comments and ask questions over on the Facebook group. And you will also be in that group with the other moms who were in the previous group. So there's going to be a lot of interaction kind of going on over there. Feel free to ask questions there, and, you know, everyone feel free to join in and, you know, give your experience if it's something you, you know, or you can say, yeah, I have that question too. It's very informal. I just want you to come and have fun, share ideas, experiences, resources, things that you, you know, have found helpful, because, you know, putting all of our brains together is a lot, you know, is better than just me just answering everything, because I don't have, you know, I don't know every experience and I don't have every resource. But as a group, it's great to have that synergy and to have that. And you may not have a question of your own, or you may have something you didn't even know you needed to ask. And yet when you see it on the board, you might say, oh, gosh, I have that. I never thought about asking that. So even if you don't think you have questions, come and pop on over and take a look and see what's going on the Facebook group, because this is your time to talk with me, ask questions, and get the information that you need if there's something pressing, something that you don't understand or need more information about. Then please feel free to post it over there on the Facebook group or on the WaldorfHomeschoolU.com website there under the modules. Okay, so let's see here what we've got here. So each week is password protected for the group, and the password is and you should get this on your email, but the password is Waldorf with a capital W, Lessons, capital L, Waldorf Lessons, and then an exclamation mark. So you'll get that as well. But that's your login to get. I believe that the video, however, has a different password, and I think it says right on there Waldorf Painting to view that to view the welcome video. So the rest of them will have the other password because that was set up from a different place. So if you have any questions about any of this, of course, please don't hesitate to email Michelle at thewaldorfconnection.com or support at thewaldorfconnection.com, and she'll get back to you or I'll get back to you, you know, quickly with, you know, what you need and how to get it. All right. So let me just briefly go through kind of how this is going to work. So you can look, today's lesson is already up there, and that is understanding what Waldorf is and how that affects your homeschooling. So this is kind of how the format will look. You can check it out right here. You'll have, you know, each module will have an audio that you can listen to. It will have a transcript of the audio, and it will have the lesson summary, which is kind of just a summary of the material that I'm talking about. It's not word for word of like a transcript, but it's very, has the main focus and has a, so it's like a quick highlight. So you can look over and say, oh, okay, here's what she talked about during this week. And it's all right there for kind of a quick skim, or just want to keep that as you don't want to listen to the whole thing or read through the whole thing. This will kind of give you the highlights. And then any of the bonus handouts will also be under there. And we have bonus handouts coming every week. And these are really, really great. So pull those up and print them out. I do suggest that you get some kind of a folder, whether you have like a three-ring binder, that'd probably be the best thing. Preferably with pockets that you could stick some notes or things in, and then just keep a binder. One of those like small 1-inch or 1/2-inch binders will be fine. You don't have to print everything out, but you can print some of these handouts and maybe the summaries to kind of keep and to make notes. And other thing that you will want to keep and print and that you will want to print right away is the homeschool map and calendar, and that should be posted later on today. And that is the one of the things I'm going to be talking about here for ways to implement what I'm going to be going over. So go ahead and make sure you get a copy of the homeschool map and calendar. It's on lesson one, and that you'll have, and you can use that throughout the whole thing. So go ahead and print it out. That's to kind of keep you on track. So let me just kind of go through that. So each week, you know, we're going to be talking about these topics, and a lot of these topics are pretty large topics. So obviously, I'm not going to be able to go over every single you know, aspect of it in an hour talk, but I'll do the best to get the basics so that you understand I'm trying to make this as simple as possible, not to get you confused and not to overwhelm you. So just to kind of give you the basics so that you really get a good understanding and do feel grounded in it. But just know that these topics are quite large. So as you go along, there's many more to learn. And when I work with clients in our, like a private client or in a smaller group setting, we really go a little bit deeper into this. But in this course, like I said, we're just kind of giving you, giving you plenty of information. And there is a lot here, but it's not diving down deep to every aspect. But you can make notes here if there are things that you want to implement. If there are more questions that come up, I always give resources at the end of each lesson for more reading. If you want to learn more about this or that, I give resources. And it's a way for you to make notes as you're going through and listening to my talk. Things that like ahas, oh, that's great, I need to remember that. Or, oh, I need to check this out that she just said. Or, oh, this is exactly what I need to do next. Any of these kind of things that come up while you're listening, because we listen to something and we go, oh, that's really great. And then we go on with our day. And then it's like, oh, what was that that I was supposed to do? Or what did she say? You know, so keep this notebook close to you, or just print out the calendar at least to have with you while you're listening or while you're reading through the material so that you can make your notes. And that way you'll kind of keep yourself on track. You know, I don't know what your time frame is. If you're like homeschooling right now, these things may be more pertinent and that you really need to make some changes or that you really need this information. So your calendar may look a little different for those who maybe aren't homeschooling till next year or are thinking about homeschooling. So it just sort of depends on your situation as to how you want to start implementing this. If you're thinking about something for next year, you can kind of take it a little slower, really digest the information, you know, take it step by step and not have to kind of rush through. That is really the next thing, is about taking small steps. And then I totally recommend is that you don't sit down and listen to this information and say, oh, I've got to redo my entire, you know, way of life here, and we have to start with this. It's to take one small piece, one small thing, possibly from each week that I'm, each lesson, and say, okay, what is the one thing I can, you know, what is my action this week? Is it, maybe it's just reading a little bit more about Waldorf education, if I'm thinking about this week's understanding about Waldorf. So maybe it's just reading a little bit more about it and understanding, you know, what they're talking about with these bodies and the temperaments or something. You know, give yourself a goal, a small doable goal, not something like, you know, redo an entire room for my homeschool, you know, in one weekend kind of a thing. I mean, you need to, it needs to be doable. It needs to be based on your lifestyle and how much extra time you have and how much you can put into it. I want it to be a doable goal. So as you go along, think about that. Make one little change. And, you know, when we get to the rhythm section, you have a tendency to want to, like, scrap out everything we're currently doing, throw out our entire rhythms, and then just rewrite it. And I can tell you that's not going to work really well. It's not going to stick because it's too hard to maintain that. It may look great up front, but making small changes a little bit at a time is much more doable and will stick with it a lot better. It's just like when you're going on a diet or something, trying to lose a few pounds, it's much easier just to cut out, you know, maybe the evening snack rather than, you know, okay, here I'm going to follow a brand new diet every day, starting with breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and everything's totally new. You can start small just by cutting back on sweets or cutting down on sugar. It's one little thing, and then once you become successful with that and start to see results, then you say, oh, and I also want to cut down on carbs, so let me start, you know, by taking away that bagel I have every morning for breakfast, and you take that away, and then you add, and then I can also just start drinking water and stop drinking soda or tea or whatever. So you're doing it in small increments and small steps, and it's a lot easier to maintain. So that's something I want to tell you as well when you're going through this course, to take the small steps and do doable goals. Not that you don't have, you know, goals that you want to do, but it's just not trying to do them all at once. All right. Another suggestion I have is for you to listen to the content several times, because there's a lot here. There's a lot of information given. And especially if this is like the first time that you've heard a lot of this information, it will take several times before it really starts to sink in and make sense to you. And also, our brains can only like remember so much. And so when you listen to something and then you listen to it again, you'll pick up something different than you didn't hear the first time. You know, so you can do it, you know, listen to it a couple times during the week if you have time. I always load all of my trainings. If I do business trainings or Waldorf trainings, I always load them up on my iPod or iPad. And I take a walk in the morning or when I'm doing dishes, you know, in the evenings, and I'm listening. But I may listen to it several times. Or you can go through the whole program and then go through the whole program again. You know, we can listen and go through it and then say, okay, now I'm going to go back and really get serious and listen to it the second time and really start digging in and start doing some of the action steps that I need to do to kind of get my homeschool in place. So you could kind of pick, you know, whatever works for you and whatever you have time to, you know, to work in, because I don't want this to be something, now I have to do all of this. And there's not like homework or any, you know, large assignments or anything, but it is you working your lifestyle and working to get your day set up so that you are able to fit your homeschooling in and be ready to go and understanding the pieces of it and kind of working on yourself to get everything prepared and ready so that you are you know, ready to go and teach your child. All right. Let me go over here and just see if we have any questions that have come in. You guys are quiet. if you are on the line or on the webcast and you have a question, and I see some of you, hello, feel free to just say hello to me. You can type right in the Q&A box. There's a Q&A box right there on the page. And I just feel free to say hi, even if you don't have a question. So I know who you are and where you're listening from. I like to see that, and it's always like nice to say hello. Even if I can't speak to you, I can kind of see you on my dashboard here. So feel free to say hello, and I appreciate that on here. All right. And basically, you know, this is just it as far as the welcome, and I just wanted to kind of, you know, take this, you know, take a few minutes to sort of say hello, to welcome you officially to the program, to know that you are supported here and that you can always get all your, you know, that you've got Michelle and you've got me who are sort of are your cheerleaders and your technical support if you have any issues, you know, with trying to get any information downloaded or handouts or anything like that, or anything goes wanky, you know, you can always let us know right away so that we can make sure that you get it. Anything with the forum or posting comments, you know, any resources or other things you might need, you know, reach out to me, because if there's something that I get from a couple people, I can add that to the list. Or maybe there's something like, oh, I didn't realize you guys needed that. And so let me know if there seems like something else you'd like to have, if it's possible for me to kind of add that in, or just give you a resource to point you in the direction for that. All right. Hello to Hope in Snow Hill, North Carolina. Oh, great. So you're pretty close to me. At least I'm in South Carolina, right? Hello to you. Oh, and then we've got Jennifer in New Mexico. Welcome. And we've got Christine in Michigan. Great. And make sure you guys are in the Facebook group. Like I said, if you haven't already been put in there, you can email Michelle@thewaldorfconnection.com. She'll make sure to put you if you're on Facebook. If you're not, you can come say hello to us right on that homeschool, waldorfhomeschoolu.com, right on our the private website hub. You can make comments right there, because everybody will be coming there to get all the information. So they, if you're not on Facebook, you can go ahead and post over there, even if it's just, hello, I'm here. And, you know, it's nice to introduce yourself. You know, let everyone know what age your children are. And if you're teaching the grades, what grades, or if you're getting ready to teach a grade, let us know. Because there may be another mom there. And I know we talked about pairing you guys up, so to getting sort of a mom buddy during the course. And that's up to you. If you decide you want, let us know and we'll pair you up. That's really nice. And we've done that in our other group, the Living the Waldorf Life course, that we've been really successful. Having someone else, you know, you guys can work out if you want to email once a week or talk on the phone or however you want to do it. It's just someone else who gets where you are, who understands what you're going through. And it's not that you're looking to the other person for answers. It's just about having a Waldorf mom friend and, you know, maybe someone to vent to, someone to share inspiration with, any ideas, questions, or anything like that. It's just having someone there that you can rely on who understands what you're doing. And I can't tell you how important that is to have that support. Of course, you've got all of us here, but we wanted to give a little extra support there if you want to. So if you do are interested and are not already set up with a buddy, email Michelle and she will get that hooked up for you. And if you are, you know, willing and want another partner, please let us know for that. All right. Well, that's all I really had as far as an introduction here. I just wanted to welcome and give you sort of the basics of how it's going to flow. And I'm totally open to answering any questions that you have about homeschooling or just anything here that relates to the program. If there's anything like pressing that you need answered right now, of course, we're going to go through a lot of information here over the next 6 weeks. But if there's something you need right now or you're not really sure and just, you know, kind of want to get something answered, or, you know, there may be something like, what grade should I put my child in, or, you know, anything like that. It can be just general questions. I'm just here to kind of feel that if anybody does have anything. So if you do, you can just type it right there in the little Q&A box. And believe me, no question is lame or anything like that. Just please go ahead and ask. All right, Hope is saying, can I give the password for the module? Yes. Again, it's Waldorf Lessons with a capital W for Waldorf and a capital L in Lessons, Waldorf Lessons. One word, Waldorf Lessons, and then an exclamation, and you will be getting an email. I'll make a note. There should have been one going out today that has that password information. I'll make a note. Make sure that did go out. All right. Let's see if we got anything else. Anybody? Nobody has a question? I'm going to try to really give you a down-to-earth, real picture of what it's like to use Waldorf homeschooling. That's really my style. You know, I'm not a Waldorf teacher. I've been Waldorf homeschooling my kids for over seven plus years now. And I like to give you practical, real life examples. And, you know, I'm really here in the trenches. I've done it. And so I'm trying to pass on, you know, my knowledge and my experience to help you in any way I can to make it, to kind of smooth that way for you, make it easier. So that's really my style. I'm, you know, just sort of, these are just sort of casual conversations here. So don't feel like, you know, you can't ask anything. Feel free. You guys are so quiet. Nobody has a question. Well, if you do have any questions after, of course, you are welcome to. And sometimes you don't even know what to ask, and you may be in that right now. Like, you're just ready to get started with the information, and that's fantastic. And then the questions will come up. And again, you know, use that calendar and map to write down your questions, you know, because you might be thinking, oh, I got to ask this, and then you didn't get a chance to come to the Facebook group yet. If you have it written on that paper, then you're like, what was that question I had to have answered? You know, use that sort of as your roadmap to this class, writing down any questions, making any notes, and keep that handy when you are listening, if you can, or, you know, if you're taking a walk or something, keep it when you come back and jot down, you know, some things right away so that you don't forget, because that's the worst thing, is to have all this great stuff and things you want to do, and then it just goes out of your head. You know, life happens, and we're moving on to the next thing in our day, and we don't remember what it was that we wanted to get answered. So use that and write your questions. Where is the calendar and map? Hope is asking. Okay, yes. It should be on Module 1. It's coming. There was some issues with the copy that I got from my assistant, so we're just making a final edit to that map, and it'll be up today, and you will be able to download that map under Module 1. It says Homeschool Calendar and Map or something like that. Right there, you'll see it at the top underneath the picture on Module 1, so that should be available very, very shortly, and get that map printed out, and we'll try to get that up within the hour. I'll need to just get the final edit back, and I will put it up for you. All right. Let's see. All right. Anything else? Nobody? Well, all is not lost if you didn't get your, you know, ask a question or you didn't know what to ask. Like I said, there's plenty of opportunities throughout this course. You've got me here for 6 weeks, and, you know, utilize that. Take time, even if it's just once in a while, to ask the questions or check in and see what everyone else is asking. It's really nice to have that support and to have this group. We're kind of going through this together. And I want it to feel that way because you'll feel so supported. You'll feel like you're out here by yourself just doing this course, but you'll feel that camaraderie and that, you know, the energy of us going through this together. It's really nice when everybody's sort of going along at the same pace. And I guess that's about it. If there's no other questions, let me double check here. I'll give it just another second. And again, if you weren't able to make the call, because I know a lot of you are not on the call, that's fine. You know, please feel free to say hello and introduce yourself at the Facebook group. I would definitely recommend that. Go to the Facebook group and introduce yourself. So you're just starting the class and, you know, where you are and, you know, what your ages of your children are. We had two, I think, moms who were really, really close in the same state during the course last time, which was great. And they got to, you know, really be a local contact. So you never know where you are. And even if you're not close to anybody as far as physically, hopefully you'll feel the closeness and the camaraderie from being part of this class. And that's really my hope for you. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close out. I don't see any other questions coming in. So, again, welcome so much to the class. And I'll be sending you something probably in a few days to see how everything's going. I'd love to talk with you guys on Facebook and on the private website hub. So please feel free, even if you don't have a question, just come say hello, introduce yourself, and we will get started. So I welcome everybody and congratulate you for taking the time and the energy and the investment to come and build your Waldorf homeschool. So, all right, everybody. I'll be talking to you again really soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.